You've heard of hot yoga, power yoga, restorative yoga? How about laughter yoga? This Sunday in Fairmount Park, the goofiest of yogas is holding Philadelphia's first official celebration of World Laughter Day. WHYY's Liz Tung got a preview at a laughter yoga class in Media.
It's a Monday evening, and in a community center in Media, half a dozen people are tossing around a beach ball. This is the start of the weekly laughter yoga class led by instructor Alexa Drube, who's organizing this year's World Laughter Day event. Alexa says laughter yoga isn't like the yoga most people know. There's no stretching or poses.
Laughter yoga is just a series of laughter exercises that were developed by a medical doctor in India. And the yoga part of laughter yoga is the yogic breathing.
Exercises include talking in gibberish, singing, dancing. They even play with a parachute. And of course, they laugh. Laughter yoga was invented in the mid-90s, and proponents say it can improve blood pressure, lower stress, boost the immune system. And that's true even if your laughter isn't real.
You may not really feel like laughing, but this is laughter exercise. It's really important to remember it's exercise. And the thing is, when you're laughing and you're even initially faking it, it can still benefit.
Science backs that up. University of Auckland researcher Michaela Law recently led a study on the cardiovascular benefits of fake and real laughter.
In our study, we actually found that fake laughter caused a greater exercise effect. So by that, I mean a greater increase in heart rate and decrease in heart rate variability. And these are the similar effects that we see when people exercise.
That makes laughter yoga good for people who are older or have disabilities that make regular exercise hard. And then there are the benefits for mental health. Jackie Hines, who helped lead the class this day, has been doing laughter yoga for more than a year.
Oh, I am so much more calm than I used to be. I was very much type A, very stressed out. I worked in IT for many years. I would just, you know, feel myself, just my blood pressure rising, you know, when things would not necessarily work out. And now I just take a beat and I laugh.
Liz Tung, WHYY News.